Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
For over four decades, the federal government has poured billions of dollars into police departments. Federal dollars have incentivized arrest, jail and prison construction, and the militarization of constantly growing police forces. And the truth is, all these resources spent have not made us safer.
Black Lives Matter, the group Patrice Cullors co-founded, is part of the Movement for Black Lives, a coalition of 150 racial justice member organizations. Yesterday, the movement announced a sweeping progressive legislative proposal called the BREATHE Act to overhaul the policing system and invest in Black communities. Cullors says core to their demands is reducing the power of policing as we know it in favor of new and innovative approaches to safety and accountability.
The BREATHE Act gets us closer to justice. Our movement has captured the imagination of millions of people. We are looking for bold leaders to join the people's call to action.
New Jersey voters went to the polls for presidential and state primaries, and Delaware had its presidential primary. Both relied heavily on vote by mail, with limited in-person options available. Hinal Patel directs the Democracy and Justice Program at the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice.
People have been used to voting in a certain way for years, decades, so changing that is always going to lead to confusion.
President Trump's relentless attacks on vote-by-mail worry some Republican operatives, who say GOP voters' distrust for absentee ballots could undercut their own candidates. Both New Jersey and Delaware had been piloting a mobile voting option, OmniBallot, through technology vendor Democracy Live. But neither used it yesterday. New Jersey tried it out last month in municipal elections. The only one voter opted in. Jill Itzkowitz chairs the Delaware League of Women Voters Election Committee.
Early on, if you voted, they were piloting these Omni software that for the voter was wonderful because you can go online and click the candidate and it was great. But it got horrible reviews when it came to security and privacy. So they pulled the software, unfortunately.
Yesterday, the Democratic National Committee assailed Facebook for, quote, unkept promises to limit hyperpartisan content and curtail election disinformation in a memo obtained by The Washington Post. The internal memo was published just hours before Facebook top executives met with representatives from the Anti-Defamation League, the NAACP, Color of Change, and Free Press, leaders of a growing Facebook advertising boycott for the month of July. Afterwards, the advocates released a joint statement criticizing CEO Mark Zuckerberg for, quote, empty refrains of "we are trying." Political candidates are joining the hundreds of companies pulling their ads from Facebook, like Beth Dolio, who's running to fill a House seat in Washington's 10th district.
We're done with misinformation, with racism, with white supremacy, with anti-Semitism. We're done. Corporations are taking the lead. We can too.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.